Welcome. This is Liz Wendling, and you are listening to this week's podcast on the dark side of discounting your fees. As a business consultant, sales expert, and emotional intelligence coach, I believe that everyone who has a business is also the sales and marketing person for that business. You have to market your services and sell yourself and your expertise. I show professionals how to create business development strategies that result in new clients and new business. I show them where to start and how to put it all together in a customized plan that fits their personality, their business, and their style, not a one-size-fits-all, jam everybody into the same program. I also don't believe in quick fixes or putting band-aids over big problems. I believe in fixing what's broken so you can create long-term strategies that lead to lasting results. So let's hop into the dark side of discounting your fees. What is the real cost to that? So during tough times, clients like bargains and discounts. We all do, but they also like quality and certainty. Many clients have come to expect discounts and as the new part of the sales process and the new normal, and they have no trouble asking for them. They have no problem asking you to lower your fees. Your potential clients may be nervous, maybe they're tightening their spending, shopping around for the best price, but selling on price alone comes at a big cost to your business. Now, there's no doubt that discounting can provide you with a quick profit and occasionally improve overall sales. Discounting might help you win some business and attract new clients in the short term, but from a strategic perspective, it can have a negative impact on your business. So it's important to consider the potential consequences of slashing your prices. This can lead to encouraging your clients to always be asking for a discount every time they engage your services, not a win-win situation. Every industry is becoming more competitive, and your clients are taking a closer look at what those competitors have to offer. So is the new low price competition stealing your clients away? The most challenging problem professionals struggle with in today's economy is how to defeat competition without slashing your prices or discounting your fees. So part of that ongoing battle with the competitor is on pricing. They lower their pricing, maybe you feel forced to keep up with them and lower yours a little. There are different strategies involved in pricing, and they don't always involve cutting prices, but they do involve being more competitive. Discounting often seems so innocent, but it can be tragic to your bottom line. What seems like a minor concession in order to win business often has a serious consequence to your business or firm. Lowering your price weakens your business, stunts its growth, and makes you more exposed to an attack by your competition. There's nothing stopping professionals who choose to compete on price. That's always going to happen. You can always lower your price and close a few sales, but at what cost? If you want to sell more services more profitably to more people, you must resist the temptation to discount and begin on focusing on this. Value. Value over price every day. So instead of discounting, learn to create value for your client so they don't feel like they have to ask you for a discount. After all, your willingness to discount your services and may send a message that you don't really think there's value there. But if you must discount something, get something of equal or greater value in return. Perhaps maybe it's a larger order or a bigger job or the next job, or maybe an accelerated payment schedule. Offer some other sort of concession. While discounting may be appropriate for some businesses, the concept should be carefully considered for its effect on your practice. Most clients who demand lower price have not recognized the unique value that your product or service or solution offers. If today's clients are to pay more, they must get more. You defeat your competition by getting the best possible match between the strengths of your offering and your clients' needs. To attract clients and gain new clients, you need something dynamic and memorable to set you apart and not fall into the price trap. If you think of yourself as offering a solution to a problem rather than offering the cheapest price, then you are well on your way to succeeding in sales and business. I always say, no value, no sales. And people are not looking for the cheapest product or service in town. They're looking for value. So people will pay more if they see the value. So think about this. Where you are is where you are, and if where you are isn't really where you want to go, then you need to do something about that. If you find yourself spending far too much time spinning your wheels or getting stuck in situations where you're spending a lot of time on clients, but they're not saying yes to you, that's a sign that something is wrong in your process. Something may just need a little tweak, or maybe you need a full-blown overhaul. Making a change from where you are to where you want to go will require you to make a change in your mindset and absolutely take action in the direction you want to go. It's being all in. So ask yourself this, what would one, just one extra sale every week or maybe even a month do for your business and bottom line? How would that make a significant impact on your revenue at the end of the year? I'm pretty certain it would be pretty large. So if any of what we talked about today resonates with you and you want to take some action, then make a phone call, send me an email, do something, take action of making the first step. That would be a great first step if you sent me an email or picked up the phone. And guess what? If I can't help you and I'm not the right person for you, I know and can refer the right person to you. So all the best. Thanks for listening. Until next time.